Well, welcome everyone to Outpost 127 as we broadcast from our outlying post to bring a little encouragement to those of you on the front lines advancing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, good evening everyone and welcome to a new season of Outpost 127. Actually, I kicked off season three in February when I interviewed Lacey Pollock, and we discussed there's always more room at the table. So if you haven't yet listened to that, I just want to encourage you to check that out. Such a great discussion that we have. I began this broadcast in October of 2020 with the first episode titled People Suck, which also happens to be the most listened to episode of Outpost 127. I don't know, y'all must somehow feel that people really do suck. but if you listen to it, you understand the point of what I was trying to get at. If you haven't listened to it, I would encourage you to understand that I kind of came around to say, yeah, people suck, but God loves people. But here we are, 24 episodes later, and I have to say that I'm still having so much fun. Even though 24 episodes might not be a huge number or seem like a huge number, I understand that there's others who actually put out episodes every single week. For me, though, Outpost 127 is really a labor of love and of calling. For years, people have called me an encourager. And while I always appreciated that, I don't really think I truly agreed to step fully into that role until after I stepped away from the church that I led for almost 11 years. So here we are at the beginning of March 2022 into the second episode of our third season. And what I really wanted to do tonight was to say thank you. Thank you to everyone who has taken a listen at the inspiring stories from those that I have had the pleasure of interviewing over the last several years. Thank you to those that have been willing to come on this broadcast, even share your stories of what God is doing in your lives to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as I've mentioned many times before, the purpose of this broadcast is to encourage and strengthen those of you who are standing firm side by side for the faith of the gospel. As you live out your daily lives, you are missionaries in the homes and communities in which you live. You don't have to do anything different than just be who you are and allow God to work through you as His love spills out of you onto those that you get to intersect with each day. Think about it. It's simply in the small details of everyday life, the things you do and the person that you really are, that is Christ's church in the world. Peter says, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for His own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. That's from 1 Peter 2. That should excite us. That should just get us moving and get us fired up, that we are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, to proclaim the excellencies of Him who called us. That's just mind-blowing. That's what we get to do. Not because we went away to a special school or we were given a special license. No, you and I are a royal priesthood, and we get to serve our King Jesus and those in our world today because of His love, because He said it's true. And yes, you get to do that as an artist, as a teacher, as a mom, as a business owner, wherever you might find yourself. But yes, I know that you also get weary and tired, and my guess is that there are times that you think about calling it quits and just giving up on this mission that Jesus has called us into. I know that I have. And you might believe that you're out in the wilderness, or that you're on the frontier alone. Well, let me just tell you that this broadcast is a call of encouragement to those of you trying to stand firm. It's an encouragement to remind you that others are standing by your side for the faith of the gospel. So take heart. So what can you expect from the new season of Outpost 127? Why should you even listen to this new season? Well, you can expect more encouraging stories from women and men just like you, stories of a vocational missionary who has shared the gospel around the world and is now sharing the gospel in a classroom of young students. You're going to hear a discussion on the rhythms of life that sometimes trip us up. And we're going to have a teaching from a pastor friend of mine on the ministry of work, where I recently heard him say something that just was amazing. He said, "Work is anything that moves the borders of heaven further on earth." Love that. And there's going to be so many more interviews and so much more discussion as we move on through this new season. And early last year, I began creating an intimate physical meeting space called, well, what else? The Outpost, to serve as a gathering spot for adventurers and sojourners as we walk this mission together. And finally, I have assembled a small group of fellow misfits and missionaries, which I call the League of Co-Laborers, or we just call it the League for short, which, God willing, we will gather at the Outpost, right here at the Outpost, monthly to consider how to stir one another up to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. Hebrews 10. My friends, I am both humbled and overjoyed to be called by Christ as an ambassador to the world, to bring him honor and glory as we go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that he has commanded. And my fellow sojourner, he will be with us to the very end of the age. That's his promise. So no matter where or perhaps when you are listening to this, I would like to just invite you to please receive this blessing and this prayer of strength and encouragement right now. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. But maybe you're in a place that you can just close your eyes, you can just listen, and you can just receive this prayer today. My Father, I ask now in this time and place that you remind us of your presence. You remind us of your love. You remind us of the calling that you have given us. Father God, strengthen us as we strive for the faith of the gospel, no matter where we find ourselves right now, no matter what vocation or volunteer position you are allowing us to serve in. And Father, when we feel weak and when we're about to falter, please remind us that you are with us, that your rod and your staff, they comfort us. Please remind us that we are also surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses who have already gone before us, and even in this place now surround us and stand side by side with us. Father, I ask that you give us the strength right now to throw off everything that hinders, the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, keeping our eyes on you, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. Well, I hope you can receive that today. I hope that blesses you. I hope that you may even be able to come back to this if you need it from time to time. And I just want to say, again, so glad to meet with you here once again. Looking forward to the new season where we can come together. And until next time, may the Lord bless and keep you as you continue to stand strong side by side for the faith of the gospel.